there's several very worrying signs. This attempt to steal the election actually started several weeks ago in the voter registration process when they made it very difficult for voters in the cities, which are traditionally opposed to Robert Mugabe, to register. We now are 2 days away from the election and we still have not seen the voters' roll, despite a legal requirement for the electoral authority to supply voters' rolls to all contestants and all competing parties. That would indicate that there may be manipulation of the voters' roll, and we're very concerned about that.
Morgan Tsvangirai has said that Mugabe is fixing the election in a more sophisticated fashion.
Well, it's more sophisticated in the sense that we haven't seen violence this year. ZANU-PF know that they cannot use violence in the same way they used, for example, in 2008, because the African Union and the Southern African Development Community simply will not accept an election result which has been through violence. Yes, he's employed more sophisticated techniques of disenfranchising young people and disenfranchising urban-based people by manipulating the voters' roll, by keeping the voters' roll secret. And we are very fearful that come the election day, we'll find that many people who want to vote are denied the vote or perhaps turned away. And we also fear that in some of the remote rural constituencies, there may even be ballot stuffing.
Mugabe has said that these elections are going to be free and fair. I guess from what you said already, you wouldn't agree with him.
Free and fair to the extent that we haven't seen the violence, as I say, but not free and fair in terms of enabling all citizens to vote.
The South African President Jacob Zuma has said that there is a very good atmosphere in Zimbabwe ahead of the elections, and he believes that Zimbabweans have learned from previous experiences.
Well, there's a very good atmosphere in the sense that we haven't had people abducted and murdered as happened in 2008. It's a lot more peaceful in that regard. But there is a tension in the country because of what appears to be a deliberate attempt to subvert the results of the election.
Are you concerned that these elections could undo all of the work of the last few years?
Well, certainly if the election is rigged and the result is not a fair reflection of the will of the people, that is going to cause enormous tension in this country. I have no doubt that whatever foreign investment is out there which was about to flow into the country will not come. The country is already in very difficult economic circumstances, which are going to be hard enough for a democratically elected government to resolve and almost impossible for a government which comes to power through fraud.